Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Mm-hmm. I have your nose.
Hey guys, this is a little portion of a podcast.
I have the biggest nose in the family.
We have to go eat now.
Well, you guys are busy right now, so we're going to wait and then take a break. And then you have to help us finish this episode. The people have long been asking for another mom episode.
Why?
It's one of our most popular episodes.
Why?
They think you're funny. All my friends think you're funny, so...
I don't understand.
We need to finish this episode.
They just like your stories or something.
So you're not allowed to go to sleep until we record for at least an hour.
We're keeping our mom hostage.
Oh my goodness.
I'm serious.
Crazy.
We need better episodes. We're kind of losing our
Nelly.
We just need more guests.
I don't understand because I don't we really want say guests. Anything.
Well, I think people just like to hear somebody else.
People just like to hear us talk to each other. Maybe they do miss
their
moms.
Maybe they probably miss their moms. And they probably like listening to interview kind of style where we're asking. We don't really ask each other questions. Maybe we should start doing that.
No, we just talk.
We don't talk enough about our personal life to answer truthfully.
Yeah, we need to think of a way to talk about our personal lives.
No, you don't.
We need to get more.
Ooh, I got a request.
Our people want to relate to us.
You don't want to talk about
your I got a request from my Irish friend.
Oh, what?
He wants us to talk about the oddity of like how you remember usually your first kiss, like his or her
name
and the person you lost your virginity to, and like
even
30 years later or whatever, like you can still remember your he asked me, do you remember the name of your first kiss?
No.
And I was like,
yeah,
got
you can
it.
Talk about that, but you can't talk about the other thing. That's too personal. No.
I'll talk about it.
No.
Well, we
no.
can't use real names. That's the thing.
But
we
that's
to
too personal.
Plan out
I talked about banging
names.
The other night. No, you can't talk about your first. That's not. That's too personal. You should never talk about that.
I couldn't because I was involved in it without even knowing it.
Okay, I don't. I that's too personal.
Do I know
I'm not
this
up
story?
With that. I'm not down with that. I don't mean I'm up with it. I'm not down with it.
All right. Well, we'll take a break and then come back and discuss that.
Well,
I'm not.
Look great.
Well, you can just be quiet while we talk
I'm
about
not
it real
down
quick,
with that,
and then you
and
can jump in.
I'm not up with it or down with it.
You can jump
I'll
in.
I'll talk about my first kiss. Here it goes. This is my first technical kiss. It was underwater in a hot tub.
Well, that's exciting.
On the last day of school in sixth grade, and it was a dare. My first real kiss was on a porch swing, and it was later. I was like in eighth. No, like seventh grade.
I thought you were going to say like high school.
No.
Oh,
but I
God.
Didn't have sex until I was... almost 18. I was like a senior.
Good.
So I had that going for me, I guess. Who cares?
I thought you were gonna say
that's
like
what you gotta
can't
do.
Relate.
I don't wanna. I don't wanna do the work today.
I was always like, I was always the prude one in my group.
Good.
For real.
Good.
I was always also the one that was like, "Fuck boys, I'm so sick of y'all talking about this bullshit." Like, ew. I hated boys.
Good. Brenda was talking about Becky, and you used to say all the time.
I think we can get Leroy to come in for a little bit so we can,
Oh, we have to eat.
Yeah.
Sorry, but I gotta eat, man.
Get behind him, somebody. Don't let him run down, and then I'll come and get behind him. He'll run right in here.
All right. That was a cameo from our dad. We're gonna take a little break. We were podcasting.
Okay.
We're gonna take a little break.
I gotta
break.
Eat, man.
No.
All right, everybody. Well, he's gonna have to get over it. We're back.
It's three dog night.
It is a three dog night here at the house.
Hey guys, we're not in the podlock tonight.
It's a bitch night.
Oh man, he's gonna piss me off. Leroy's inside. The old fogies are out here. They can't all three be together. We know this.
They can't hang out.
Somebody will kick somebody's ass.
It's
so weird.
Somebody will kick somebody's ass. All right, we're out here with our mom. We were talking about
I'm gonna have to take an exit.
What are you gonna do?
Put him in the room? All right. Put him in the middle room?
Put him in mom's room.
Just lay on that bed.
Wait a minute. We have those bags that are on the floor that have like some comfort, a new comforter, and some sheets and stuff. So put them
He's
on the top.
He's not gonna fuck with that.
Yes, he will.
Fuck with
put him, I don't care. Put him on the top bunk.
All right, me and mom will carry
him.
All
right, I'll be right back.
Don't let him out here.
It's gonna be dicey here.
All right, so we're out here with our mother. This is a podcast. We were talking about banging.
No, we weren't.
Do you want to hear my first time story?
No, I don't.
It's funny because...
No, I don't.
Brenda almost caught up.
I don't want to hear any details. I don't want to hear any names.
I'll just tell you this. It was in my bedroom.
Oh, God.
And it was one of the nights that we had a party at our house.
Oh, no. I didn't have a party.
Well, we had a party at the house. Dad. Not one of Dad's parties. My dad had a big party at our house. My boyfriend ended up staying the night because we were all drinking and stuff. And
you were?
Yeah. I mean, probably sneaking beers. We were like 16. And not really, though, but he ended up staying the night. And long story short, we banged. And then we had to stop because we heard Brenda. My door was cracked, I'm pretty sure. Like, wasn't shut all the way.
Why
it was
would it
like.
Be, why would your door be cracked?
Because it was the first night that he had ever spent the night, so it, like, wasn't closed. It, like, was half open.
I'm pretty sure that it wasn't supposed to be closed anyway.
I'm saying it wasn't closed.
Okay, then why would you do that? See, I can't be impartial. I can't be like, hey, cool.
Why would I do what?
I mean, even think about that.
Banging?
Well, yeah.
Because I wanted to.
Oh, okay,
so
we that's did. Fine.
So we had to stop because cool. we heard Brenda's door open. I'm telling her my story.
I said I didn't want to know this.
I'm not giving
you
the...
I have a connection to it? Ew.
Yeah.
How old were you?
16.
Oh, that's not bad. Not, yeah. I thought you were going to tell me you were like...
okay.
I thought she was going to say like 13. See, when I told her that
I can't
how old
be
I was.
Like, cool. Okay. Because I'm the mom.
All right, whatever.
Well, you're thinking too hard.
Mom,
I
you
know.
Had a...
I always think
you
too hard.
You had a baby
that's
by Brenda.
Having sex with me
at 16. Yeah, so
stop.
I don't want to hear it.
All right, it was a different time back then.
I'm not
that was
saying
like
there's
40
a.
Years ago.
I'm not saying there's a problem with it. I'm just saying don't shame me, LaBrenda.
I'm not
La
shaming
Brenda.
You, but all I'm just right, telling all you. Right. I can't not. All right,
well
it.
We did it. It was one of the nights that there
who
was
it? Don't say his real name.
Don't.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was one of the nights that Dad had a party at the house and he spent the night.
Mom.
Because nobody could drive him home because everybody was bent and.
I always thought. They were so different with you than with me with boys. Like, you let her...
It's gonna get ugly.
No, I'm just saying, I'm mad about it. I'm actually kind of glad about
mad.
It. But you guys were so more lenient with her. It was probably a good thing because you were too strict with me.
No, we
I
weren't.
Ended up... Yes, you were.
Well...
Because I ended up resenting and lying and,
obviously,
like...
Obviously, I wasn't strict enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could have
been
worse.
And no, I'm not pointing a finger, but yes, I am.
But you
if
did
you're
let
like,
her,
if you're
like,
that was when I was, like, 21.
Boyfriends, like, sleep over no, when not. She was, like, still in high school. I was never allowed to do that shit. Not even close. Not that I really wanted to, but anyway.
I think it was a good thing because it taught me a lot.
All right,
without
anyway.
Having to go
we
anywhere.
We need to change the effing subject.
No, I'm trying to tell this story real quick. So
I know.
He stayed the night, so we banged. And we had to stop because we heard your door open because my door was half open and your room was right across the hall. And you were Bentley. You came
wait,
in.
Wait, which room were you in?
My room that I painted blue with the bunk bed.
Oh, it was right across the hall. Yeah. Okay.
You came in the room and you opened the door and turned the light on.
Thank God.
Because you thought it was the bathroom.
I must have been Bentley great. If I thought your bedroom was the bathroom.
We were on the floor under my bunk bed and then all of a sudden... I heard
God.
You opening your door, and I was like, get. So I got up on the top bunk, and he was, like, underneath.
What?
And you came in the room and opened the door and turned the light
on.
What
did you
do?
Fly
say?
To the top bunk?
I had a ladder to the top bunk. Nothing. We were stressed out. You went to the bathroom. We waited for you to go to the bathroom and flush and go back to the room, and then
oh.
we never finished it. He just, I was actually
oh,
very.
Oh, I ruined your moment.
It was actually very sweet, and it created a perfect moment, because after that, he stood up next to the bunk bed and was just talking to me,
good.
And was just telling, he started crying about how he just wanted to have a family like ours, and he just wanted to be part of our family
wow.
and stuff, and it was very sweet.
I did.
Brenda
ruined it. I killed your vibe.
Well, he still is, like, part of the family.
If I knew I had killed your vibe back then, I would have been so freaking happy. I would have been like, fuck yeah, that's what
you get. I mean,
we
still did it.
I didn't want to know that part.
I mean, I'm not stupid. I figured y'all did, but like, I didn't want to hear about it or know about it.
I'm saying we still did it that night. She just interrupted it.
Yeah. They completed the task, I think, but...
Completed,
but
we did it.
I would have been happy with not knowing that part.
I got through the process of the first time.
Thank you for telling me that.
And it was
so
in
happy.
Your own house.
I would want to know my daughter's first time.
Ew, I don't want to talk about mine.
You don't have to,
stupid.
But I would want to know.
Well, I do now.
Well, congratulations. I thought it was cute.
I will tell you about my first kiss. It was way less. It was way
I'll
more
tell you about mine because mine's really quick. It was just with Ian Bowles on the bus. I didn't want to. Seventh grade. He kissed me. His lips were nice, but he was a slut boy.
He didn't
and we
ask?
Weren't dating. He didn't ask. He just did it.
Ew.
Ew, on the bus, awesome. On the school bus, on the sweaty, smelly school
bumpy
bus.
Bumpy ass. You're lucky you didn't get your lip bit.
And that was it.
I hated the school bus.
My first actual kiss was, does this count? It was like truth or dare. It was like spin the cup or whatever in the hot tub.
I never
played last day
that.
Of school, sixth grade, and I was really scared. I was really nervous, and I got spun. It was like my childhood best friend, which was fine, I guess. He was cool and cute. And fun. I didn't like him like that, but it could have been worse, I guess. But anyway, yes. I was really scared, so I had the bright idea, let's kiss underwater. And I was thinking about ducking out once I got under there and just faking and pretending like I did.
Were you a good swimmer?
Yeah. Hello,
good.
Mermaid.
Good swimmer.
So we just went underwater and we did kiss, and then we came back up.
Wow, underwater?
Mm-hmm.
That's romantic.
I mean, it wasn't, because he was, like, my childhood friend. I'm pretty sure we, like, high-fived afterwards. We were like, that wasn't that bad.
Well, you got it out of the way.
Yeah, I did. I got it out of the way. But my first real, like, boyfriend kiss was on a porch swing at somebody's house.
Wow, that's cute, too.
Were you sober?
Yeah, hello. I was in seventh grade.
I don't remember my
I didn't
first
drink
kiss.
For the first time until I was, like, 16.
So
you got some good kids, some well-behaved kids.
I
did go buck wild after that, but...
Okay, let's skip that part.
At least I wasn't drinking when I was 12.
Your Irish friend's theory...
I didn't smoke my first cigarette until I was, like, a senior.
Your Irish friend's theory was wrong, because I don't remember my first real kiss.
You just said... Oh, like, your first
That wasn't, like, my first real one. Like, my first real one that I consented to and wanted to, I don't remember.
It was probably with,
like, your first boyfriend...
Yeah, it probably was, but
that
I don't remember.
That was my second boyfriend. My first boyfriend was our neighbor
Sorry,
across the
I can't
street,
stand those
Mom.
Little bugs.
Well, actually, my first boyfriend, I'll say his real name because I haven't heard of him since, Juan Lujan.
What? I've never
grade,
heard that name.
I dated Juan Lujan was a transfer kid from, like, the city or something. We all thought he was a badass, and he looked like he was 40. In grade.
Oh my god, we had one of those
he
too.
He was so hot. He dated a girl that was in middle school who had her own apartment. That was the rumor.
What?
That was
she
the rumor.
She didn't really, did she?
Probably not.
She did live in an apartment. I think her parents were never home. But the rumor was that she had her own apartment because we were all 10. So anyway.
Wait, can I interrupt real quick? We need a candle because those little bugs really bug the shit.
I'll get a candle.
Shit out.
And, well, you're going to miss my story.
No. Well, all right, pause.
Just keep talking
to each
other for a second.
Okay. All right, so what was the rumor? She had her own apartment?
Yes. It was just I was in fifth grade, Mom. It was
How
a dumb kid rumor. I don't know. We were just like, we heard Juan Lujan dates this girl, Ashley, and she's in seventh grade, and she has her own apartment. Her dad got her own apartment. That was the rumor. Her dad got her own apartment. I'm sure somebody lived there with her. They probably just were never home.
Get ready for some vanilla fog.
Ooh.
Well, I hope
so anyway, somehow
and Amber.
He got the word that I had a crush on him, and he asked me out, and I said, yeah. And you know, do I know how long it lasted?
2 days.
No. Less. Way less. Not even one.
One school day?
Not even. Recess.
Recess.
We came in after recess. We'd only been dating for like 20 minutes. This is how fast rumors fly. Booker, my little brother, was in kindergarten or first grade. He's 4 years younger than me. He was a first grader, I think. Maybe even kindergarten. 5, 6 years old. His ass got
first
a hold
grade.
Of a rumor. Somebody, when we were coming in from the recess, whatever, we were on the, what is it called, blacktop?
Yeah.
And somebody in the front of the line told my little brother that I was dating Juan Lujan. And when I went by, I used to wave to him every day coming in from recess. And he sat right there. So
what's the code name for your little brother?
Booker.
Booker?
And all his little cute friends would be like, they're just so sweet. But that day, Booker was ready to kill my ass when I got up to him. He turned around, he was all pissed at me. He said, I'm gonna tell Mom. That's the first thing he said. You remember how I used to get so pissed? You remember his little face used to get so
yes.
like
his
he
cute,
turned around
his
like this like he was gonna
face.
Kick my ass and he said, I'm gonna tell Mom. And I said, what? Tell her what? And he said, I know that you, or I don't know what the term was back then, dating, I guess.
No,
I know
it was going out.
I know, yeah, I know you're going out with that boy. I'm telling mom and dad when I get home.
Oh, no.
So I dumped him.
Wow. Oh, good girl.
Booker got in my head.
Wow.
He got in my head. I got nervous, so
good.
I dumped him. Yep. And I told him it wasn't him, it was me.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, that was my first real...
People still
use
that.
No, my second boyfriend was our neighbor that lived across the street from us, the one with the brown hair. Yeah.
Oh,
and all we did was pass notes, and we sat on the hammock in that one girl's yard, and you know how we broke up?
Wait, what's it?
No.
Oh.
The girl we used to babysit. Mom! She keeps trying to whisper the names.
Oh, I know.
They're going to be able to hear.
Anyway, so...
That was a... I
didn't say that. We used to sit on her hammock after school, but... And somebody was supposed to be babysitting me. But anyway, we broke up. But we never really even talked. Even when we sat beside each other, we didn't talk. We just passed notes every day. And he was in 8th grade, and I was in 6th grade. So we would just pass each other in the hallway.
Oh, really? Y'all were that...
Yeah, he was very respectful, though. We never even kissed.
Oh.
And,
good.
We only dated for, like, probably 2 weeks. His twin brother on the bus.
Ow.
So much happened on the bus back then.
Yeah.
What happened was the one twin that I was dating tried to give me his, school picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dumb. I didn't realize that he was giving it to me. I thought that he was just showing it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he showed it to me, and I held it in my hand. I was like, that's cool. That's good. Good picture. And then I gave it back to him. And his brother was one of those really hyper boys that was always standing up on the bus and always just, like, riling everybody up. So his brother saw that exchange, and he was like, ooh! And, like, turned around to the whole bus and was like, she just dumped him! And I was too embarrassed. I was too scared to speak up for myself, so I just let him think that I dumped him.
Wow.
And I dumped him, and I was really sad about it. I didn't want to dump him.
Where is he now?
Married and lives in Alabama. He's really nice. I've seen him a couple times. He's a sweet boy.
Wow.
Man, he's a man now.
Do you guys want to know a secret about Duke?
What?
The other day.
Is it gross?
No, it's sad. I saw him peeing with his leg up like normal.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he put his leg down and he just started peeing standing up.
That's what Leroy does now?
No, he didn't squat down or anything. He just was standing up like normal and started peeing.
He didn't even squat?
No, he just was standing there like normal and started peeing.
Wow, he's too tired to lift his leg up.
I thought that was funny. Now every time I see him kind of standing off somewhere funny, I look to see if he's peeing.
His legs are
so
tired.
You shamed him? While he was peeing.
Aww.
It was funny.
Not.
Hi, Dookie.
Well, maybe...
He doesn't even look that old.
But he is old, and maybe his hips hurt, so he can't lift his leg.
They probably do. We're going to have to get him a ramp.
A ramp? I need a ramp.
Eventually, those stairs are going to be hard for him.
Maybe me and Duke can use the same ramp.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just block off the end of the steps so that it can't come up here anymore.
But he likes going to the backyard.
But he likes coming up here.
He's going to get too old to.
Well, he could come up this way and just have a baby
Duke
gate right
Duke
there.
Duke and like to
so he
lay
still
on,
sit
the
on the deck.
When I'm on the phone, they lay beside me on the deck
to,
and listen.
But yeah, he doesn't have to go down the stairs.
Well, maybe Dad can just fix that
or
step
can
that's
just
broken.
Fix.
Or
think about it, though. If he's going to live for a couple more years, eventually he's going to get so old that he's not going to want to walk up the stairs.
Well, we're trying to set him up a bedroom downstairs.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to get, like, a gate.
You know, your other sister, remember when she had that big play yard gate?
No.
That she used to use in the living room?
Yeah. He's too old for that shit. He doesn't need a baby gate.
No.
I mean, he needs a gate to block him off, but
that's
he doesn't
what I mean.
Need, like, a playpen.
No. I don't mean to use it like that.
Yeah,
I mean
a gate
just
to block
to
off,
use
that,
it
section
to block
of the
off
room.
That section.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all we need.
Just to block off the hallway?
No, to block off the whole section of the basement.
To the right of the wood stove.
Yeah. And then he'd have that whole part of the basement. To block off the section that blocks off the wood stove and the hall. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a baby gate for the hall.
No. He
no,
can't get near
the
wood stove.
This isn't good podcasting.
Okay, well, let's
it's
just...
Not
we're
for
getting
hall.
Way too detailed about this baby gate. Nobody cares.
Oh, that's right.
I mean,
right.
We care, but...
We care, because there are
I don't
dogs.
Give a fuck what they care about. Fuck this podcast.
Well, Duke is almost 16, and, you know, he's old.
Well, what do you have any stories to tell us?
You guys get me in trouble with that shit.
No,
man.
We don't.
Yeah, I had family members that said, oh, by the way.
I told y'all that.
No, you didn't.
I told y'all.
Yes, I did.
Who?
Your one sister.
Who?
I'm not saying
really
the name.
Fake names, you guys.
I know.
I'm starting to get pissed. Because she keeps trying to tell us stories, but she can't say anything.
Just
then she
make up
whispering.
A fake name in your head.
We'll know who you're talking about. I already knew. I told you. I warned
y'all.
What did
she say? What'd she have to say about it?
Like I'm gonna say, I can't.
She probably doesn't listen anymore. Oh, she probably only listened to that one episode with you.
Somebody does because
you can say what she
her.
Said to you about it. It's a critique of our podcast.
She probably said that wasn't very nice of what
no,
you said.
No, she wanted to know
who was Linda and who was Brenda.
No,
who she was talking about.
She wanted to know. I can't say.
Oh my god, this
podcast
worst.
Is gonna suck if you don't speak.
She wanted
up.
To know when I was talking about a murder, who I was talking about.
Oh, well, we all know who you were talking about, and she does too. So but we don't have to go any further.
Yeah. She doesn't listen
that
anymore.
That is probably one story that could probably be incriminating if you think about it. So.
Well, yeah. But see,
people
what happens is I start talking.
I'm pretty sure the statute of limitations is up.
On murder?
It doesn't go up on murder.
Whatever. It probably
anyway,
happened in the 20s.
But what happens is yeah. I start talking and I just forget that you're recording. And this
Well, just don't tell murder stories about
Mom,
your family.
Mom, we can edit shit out.
Yeah, we can say whatever we want.
But you didn't.
But we didn't have to on that episode.
Okay.
I did warn you guys.
Because you didn't say anything about a murder. You just said that you saw.
You just saw something.
I didn't see anything.
Or you heard somebody saw
yeah.
something.
But anyway. Yeah. See, I
the
forget
point
that.
Is
we're
to
just sitting
that
here shooting shit. And then what happens is I forget.
Yeah,
that's
I did
the
it the
whole
other
point.
Night.
That's what happens a lot of times, you know, with people. They
yeah.
start shooting the shit, and then they
That's,
start saying shit.
Burping.
Wendy Rigger said shooting the shit on air. Remember that?
I love that. Remember that burping guy? The burping.
What burping guy?
The guy that admitted to murder in the bathroom when he was on the mic.
Oh.
He started talking to himself.
Oh.
I did it. I killed him.
Remember he's a weird little dude.
What was I doing? The burping.
The burping.
He was like beating himself up in the bathroom, like yelling at himself. And then he said,
I've watched a lot of crime shows, and man,
he was such a
there's
weirdo.
Some freaky people out there. But you know what the scariest is? Is when people are perfectly normal.
Ted Bundy?
You know, I don't really like to watch Ted Bundy because I don't understand why people always said he was so good looking. First of all, he's not.
I don't think he's that hot either.
I don't think he is.
But
either.
He was, I think it was, he had that charisma thing. That's what freaks me out about him is he played normal so good.
Well, that would freak me out.
And he was like not ugly. Like John Wayne Gacy did that too, but he was
ew.
A fat blob. And what's his name? That stupid little BDK bitch, but he was a little dork. But Ted Bundy was like charming.
Apparently
and, like,
he was.
Popular and.
I would have fell for it.
Like, funny and smart and, like, quick-witted.
You would not have.
I don't think he's that hot, but I fall for charming people quick.
You know,
you probably would have read through
but
his bullshit,
you would have gotten a vibe.
Maybe you wouldn't know he was a serial killer, but you probably would have gotten that, like, fake vibe from him.
I would have gotten I can tell
like a full
fake
of shit.
Bullshitters.
Well, I met him, and I...
You did not.
I met him. I dated him.
Oh, well, you... Yeah, you've met a couple of them.
Yeah, I've dated a couple. But,
yeah.
I did get fooled on that one.
One thing, you know, I don't like fake people at all. And if I don't like you, I'm not wasting my time on you.
Bitch.
He was friends with Anne, what's her name? Anne Rice. That famous author. Is that her name?
No.
Anne Rule.
Not Anne Rice.
That was the Green River Killer that was friends with Anne Rice. I mean, Anne Rule.
No,
Anne Rule and
Ted
Bundy worked together on a suicide hotline. Yes.
She was from the Green River Killer, too?
She better not have been.
No, she was from the
Nobody ever talked about the Green River Killer. The Green River Killer killed, like, fucking 50 people.
I don't know much about
that.
And got away
him.
With it for decades.
I've read a lot of books about serial killers.
He was so unassuming.
Who's your favorite?
Yeah. I don't have a favorite serial killer. I would be one of these people you're talking about if I had a favorite.
True.
Well, like,
I have
which
favorite.
Case fascinates
I mean,
you? Ooh, I got one.
Anne Rule is a good
what is the first,
author about that shit.
We got our murderino from you.
I don't know.
And I can tell you all about that. But I want to know what your first, like, murder
You know one that sticks in
was
my head?
As a kid that, like,
not a
made you think
killer.
Or wanted, you read about on accident or whatever. Mine was JonBenet.
Well, Diane Downs.
They've done that on My Favorite Murder.
And she was one.
Is that the one that kind of looked like Princess
cold,
Diane?
bitch.
And she would like laugh and flirt on TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she was just like, "Hey, here's my chance to shine, man. I'm on TV. Let me just act like I'm pretending." She had to, like,
the Wolf Song bitch. Yes.
The Wolf Song bitch.
Yeah. So, okay, that was my first one too, because there was that movie that Mom watched one time, and I remember it, and I remember being kind of strangely interested.
Well, I'd already read the book like twice. So
I never knew about her until
she was playing that song "Hungry Like the Wolf" while her kids were dying.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
I never hear that song.
But then when they interviewed her, I mean, she's like, "Oh, let me get on
TV
more."
She shot her kids? I forgot.
Yeah, she shot them.
Oh, and then she faked that arm injury.
Yeah, she shot herself vaguely. What a bitch. I mean, barely. And nobody bought her story. Well, the one cop really
acted like they did, so she could incriminate herself on TV.
She wanted to be on TV. She couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, that's what they said on My Favorite Murder, that she was like a camera girl.
And she would laugh and joke. And
she was a camera girl.
But she made... She was a camera whore. And,
Oh, we're having an appearance by our dad.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Thank you, sweetheart.
It's all they had.
Oh, that's fine.
I've never seen that before.
I haven't either, but I'll read about it.
I like your shorts, Dad.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't like them.
Girls like them.
I'm going to take this shirt off and get a couple of headbands that I'm going to need you to wash, if you could.
Okay.
I'm going to wear this shirt tomorrow.
I like
it.
That shirt.
I like that shirt, too.
Yeah.
I almost wore it the other day, but it was way too big.
He's got a little scabby thing right there. Duke has a take, Dad.
I know. I tried to dig it out.
By his ear.
I tried to get it the other day, too, but he wouldn't let me.
Aw, poor dog.
Ew.
Oh, wow. This is really graphic. Sorry, everybody.
I always think Duke has a tick on his eye, but it's just a little...
Dude
has a tick on his eye?
I think he's got it right there on the end.
Oh, my gosh.
That one's done. It's not coming out.
All right,
well... what do you do?
It's history. It's been in there a long time.
Well, what do you mean it's history?
Oh, my God.
It's blood?
No,
we're
going to have... Or Linda's going to have to get it out with a tweezer.
Okay, I don't want to talk about
I'm
this
I'm not getting
anymore.
It out with a tweezer. I can't do tick stuff.
But if he'll sit still, I'll do it.
Anyway, what is your first murder?
Okay. Well, okay, now I've got really...
Diane Downs.
Yeah. That's stuff.
When did she do that? How old were you?
When she did it?
Yeah.
What year was it? It was like 1980-something?
Yeah, I'm talking like when you were a kid.
Oh, when I was a kid?
Like, what's the first... Like, I got really... You used to buy National Enquirers, and I used to read the JonBenet story even though I was too young to. And I got, like, freaked out and fascinated by it. It was
You're
terrifying.
You're on a podcast right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, man. I just go with the flow. They were, like, begging me to.
What's so weird about it?
I know you like to read, Mom, because Granny always said that all you ever did was have a book in your face.
That's... I mean, all Mom does sit there with the book
in
her face.
They used to say she either painted her nails or read all day.
You know,
never
got a bad rap for that.
She never talked.
I did not paint my nails all
the
time.
I was going to say, that doesn't
sound like
you.
You were a tomboy.
I know, so...
But Granny did. Granny always said it with love, though. She never said, like, a bitch. But she would be like, yeah, you're different than your mom. You talk to me. Your mom never wanted to talk. She was very quiet, she said. She would either be painting her nails or she would have her face in a book all day. She'd just read all day.
And that's
day.
What I was like, what are you talking about, painting my nails? Like, did I ever take fingernail polish to Granny's house and paint my nails? No.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Maybe she misremembered.
She's old. She probably was senile.
I mean,
she's probably combining.
I don't remember ever doing it at Granny's house. And if I did it at my mom's house, I think it was just out of boredom.
My murder that first got me weird was the one of Natalie Wood.
Oh.
Because I remember when that happened, and Mom would always be real weird about it and being weird about letting me see it on the news.
Yes.
Mom got really sad about it. She probably still is.
Why were you so sad
she
about it?
She loves Natalie Wood, and she got murdered.
Not Natalie Wood. I'm not talking about Natalie Wood. Shit.
Oh, Natalie Holloway?
Natalie Holloway.
Oh, I didn't want you to watch that.
Yeah, because...
No.
That was bad.
That was...
Yeah, but
good.
You were, like, really freaked by it.
Yeah, I was. Because I forgot... Who was in school?
She was around the same age as me.
Yeah, and you were in college, and I just didn't want you to, you know, have, like...
And she just vanished out of thin air.
Yeah, and I didn't want you to, like... Because you already did worry about Brenda at college, and, you know, and I just didn't want you to have bad...
memories or think things.
You didn't worry about me.
I don't think I
you
did.
Were like, yeah, you did.
Not that old.
You did.
When she was in college?
Yes, you did.
I don't think I really cared.
Okay.
I don't remember living with you, really.
Just pretend.
You remember the FBI incident?
I know, but I only remember you and Booker.
You remember that time I let you cut your foot outside?
I remember.
You remember every time I fucked up. I know that.
I don't remember, like, living with you, though.
FBI thing.
Oh, my God.
We and Booker pulled a prank on her one day after school. We pretended like we were the FBI.
Oh, yes. Y'all were...
Yes. I mean, we all... Siblings do messed up stuff to each other. Becky Russell beat my ass with a Barbie.
Yeah, Booker used to beat me up with a Pikachu pillow. And real pillows. He used to wrestle me and hold me down. And then I'd be like, I can't breathe.
He was trying to make you tough.
Well, I guess it worked.
Me and Booker used to fight. I never beat his ass,
not like
though.
You and Becky.
Becky beat my ass. Well, she's also like 6 years old.
So there's Becky, Booker, and Brenda, and Linda.
Only one has an L. Becky, Booker, Brenda.
Becky, Booker, Linda. Brenda.
And Linda.
Well, that's how my family is. I'm the only one with the different first initial.
It's
because you're different.
I'm different. Why is my name the only one without a different initial? Because you just look like different. Because you look different than the other ones.
I want to talk about our ancestry.
That's weird because I was the second born. How did I look like the other two if they weren't born yet?
You really don't look like your mom.
No, you don't.
I haven't heard that all my life.
It's weird, though, because you don't look anything like her, but you also don't look anything like your dad. You just look like his side of the family, but not him. Thank goodness.
Man, is your mom available? We should get her on the phone right now.
Oh, my God. She would be so funny.
She would be hilarious.
She wouldn't have to know.
She would not have to know.
She would be so funny. She would yell so much.
She wouldn't let you.
She wouldn't know.
She'd say, oh, hell no.
Oh, hell.
I wouldn't let you do that.
Hell no.
She's so hilarious, though.
I know, but she wouldn't let you.
You think our mom's funny? Wait till you hear her mom. Her mom is freaking hilarious.
She wouldn't.
She doesn't even know it. She doesn't even know how funny she is.
But she wouldn't let you. She wouldn't let you.
What is that, Benadryl?
I think she would.
No.
What?
It's not like it's a real drug.
It's just Benadryl. It's an allergy medicine, dog. What the fuck?
She's got
really narky about that Benadryl. No!
She gave
Linda. What are they going to do? Come arrest you?
Why are you saying that?
Huh? Let me see it. It looks different than most Benadryl. That's all I'm saying.
Congestion.
Mom, what movie is this from? Don't get arrested.
I don't know. I keep saying it to Linda, and I can't remember what movie.
I have no idea what she's talking about. Don't get arrested. I think Brad Pitt says it.
What?
No, Brad Pitt, or maybe from The Outsiders. Somebody says, don't get arrested.
I don't know that at all. I think it's one that she made up.
I did watch The Outsiders recently.
I love that
movie. That's like so dated now, but
it's... Matt Dillon is so hot. He's hot in that movie, and he's hot in Cowboy. That's the only two movies
I share the same birthday with him.
Who's Matt Dillon?
Not the year, I don't think. But
you know who he is because you don't like him. Cowboy. He's a loser in that movie, but he's really
hot. Drugstore Cowboy?
I love that movie.
I know. Me too.
He's a total loser, drug dealer, sociopath, but he's really hot.
And what about his girlfriend, Kelly Lynch?
She's really pretty. No, she's a crazy bitch.
Yes.
The other one, Heather... the blonde girl.
I know. She was in,
she's really pretty.
She was in...
No, his girlfriend's
Hangover.
A bitch.
Show me his face.
No, I let you see it, because I know you don't
his
like
His girlfriend
him.
Looks like Juliet.
God damn it, Bob.
His name was Bob.
Wait, till we get home like everybody else?
I thought that name did
him
not fit his character.
I actually feel bad for her. Yeah.
Bob was not the right name
Show
for
me
him.
A picture of him.
Okay.
Oh, I hate him.
And you don't like his brother either.
No, I don't. The guy that's on Entourage.
His brother. Ew, no. I don't
want Ew. Kevin Dillon.
They do
so
kind
ugly.
Of look alike.
No, I can't watch anything with him.
Well,
in it
Matt
he's so ugly.
Is the
he's
better
so
looking
hot in this movie. I don't think he's hot, really, but this movie
oh
and in The Outsiders.
His head shape is so ugly.
He does have a weird head shape.
I don't watch ugly people.
Like
Sorry.
When he was younger, I didn't think he had a weird head shape.
I never saw Rumblefish.
Oh, I did. I read all
you
those
You cannot
books.
Tell me that he's not hot. Look at his lips.
I read all those books
really
and I was
big,
in
that picture.
Crazy
he's hot.
And very pretty eyes and really thick eyebrows.
That's a good angle, but I think most of the time he's ugly.
Most of the time he is. But
he didn't age bad.
Yes, he did. Why don't you show me a picture of
him? Well, I don't know what he looks like now.
No. Hell no. Hell no.
Whatever.
Oh my god, no. Only that one picture. He was kind of hot.
In The Outsiders? Haven't you ever seen The Outsiders?
No.
Oh, you've never seen it?
Mm-mm.
God, I've seen that movie.
I've seen parts of it.
I've seen that movie like 10 times.
Ew, oh my god, he's so ugly.
I think he's hot. He has very pretty lips.
You guys are like tripping.
Well, who do you like?
Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, of course. That's her.
Okay, but Shia LaBeouf.
If I could bang Shia LaBeouf, I would
you
die.
Like his personality, though. Not so much as well. He is not okay. A bad looking person.
Oh,
but
I like it all. I think now, he's hot.
You did not think he was hot in Holes.
Let
okay?
me let me see your Google.
Oh, not in Holes.
You
not
didn't like holes. Grow up thinking he was hot. He just got hot.
What was that magazine she
when he started
did?
Acting crazy.
Yeah, but
she likes the crazies. She's already said it. Not I like Shia LaBeouf. He's a little bit crazy, but she likes guys that are like unhinged.
What is that magazine?
She said she wanted to date a lunatic the other night.
Great. Yeah, I did.
I think you already have. Haven't you? At some point? Oh, yes, you have. Oh, my God.
We talked about
him.
Ugh, gross.
Look at these pictures of Shia LaBeouf and tell me he's not fucking sexy.
I didn't say he's not. I just said I think you like his personality more than his actual face.
Well, that's okay.
Is he not hot as shit?
No, he is.
That's a good picture. Those are good.
He's playing with swords. Look at him.
Okay.
He's playing with
what's
a fucking
sword. What's the fascination
with
that?
He reminds you of
look at this picture of him.
He reminds you of Booker's friend growing up with the red hair.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why you like
oh,
him.
That's
oh,
that's a good
he
picture.
Is really hot. Doesn't he remind you of him?
No.
No.
Oh, no. He reminds me of him. They have that, just that little something, that little
twinkle.
Sneaky.
Look at him.
Honey.
He put a cigarette on his tongue. Who does
okay,
he think
he's like
kind of psycho.
Okay,
just like
but
not
you don't,
afraid.
But you don't
yeah,
like.
Not, not
but you
afraid.
Don't like. But like, you don't like Joaquin Phoenix.
No, I do like Joaquin
shit.
Phoenix.
Oh,
like,
you do like that.
Unpredictable.
Though?
I think Joaquin Phoenix is hot as shit too. I think yes. He is, and I think Shia LaBeouf is like very hot. I would say that Joaquin Phoenix is one of my top ones.
What?
I really like him as an actor.
I think he's really handsome.
He's a good actor.
Again, I don't think
and
he's ugly.
And Rami Malek.
I don't know that person.
Yes, you do, Mr. Robot.
Ew, he's all right.
He's so tired.
He looks so tiny. He looks like
ooh,
so
he's so
tiny.
Tired. I want to go
you
out
with
him.
You think he's hot, but you don't think Pete Davidson's hot?
No, I used to think Pete Davidson was hot.
I don't think he's hot, but he's pretty lips, and he's got that strung out look going for him.
Dude,
know?
Look how
okay.
Freaking cute.
I don't like strung out looking people anymore. I used to when
yeah,
I was younger.
Yeah.
Look how strung out and tired he looks.
I don't like people that look that tired.
You know, sometimes though when they get
so
older, when they get older,
look
they
at
look
his
better.
Weird little faces that he makes.
Get some sleep, bro.
He's tired.
He can't help that.
He also has
he's got a twin brother.
Does he identical twin?
Yeah. Do you want to see?
Yeah. Cause you know Patrick Swayze has a brother, but they don't.
Patrick Swayze was hot.
Yes, I love Point Breaks.
His brother looks just like him, but like
very hot and dirty.
Oh, well, he's cute.
Yeah,
they're twins.
I don't think he's as hot as his brother though.
His brother is underweight, I think.
Which one?
Man. Underweight, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
He's like very thin.
So is Pete Davidson.
I think yeah. I don't know what she's talking about. Pete Davidson looks like he has fucking.
I mean,
cancer or something. Well, he does.
Well,
he's got fucking IBS or some shit.
I don't know. He's got something.
He's
else,
got
though.
What is it called? Not IBS.
Crohn's.
Crohn's disease. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just like a stomach thing. Like,
no, it's serious.
No, I know it's serious.
It's serious.
But I don't think that.
Do you remember that time that I had to take you to the emergency room? When we were there for like 8 hours, and they had to do the sonogram of your stomach, and
yes.
You had to drink like 50 gallons of water, and you couldn't. Go to the bathroom, and the nurse was a guy, and he told us that he had Crohn's. Do you remember that?
No.
And he was really thin and very pale.
Oh, maybe so that is a thing.
Yeah.
So that is why Pete Davidson looks like that?
Well, yeah.
I used to think that he was hot when he was on MTV. I used to think he was really hot, and I would... try to slide into his DMs and stuff, but He's too famous for me now because he dated Ariana Grande.
Oh, he's dating, like, Kate Beckinsale.
No, they're not dating anymore. He dated her.
Yeah, but, yeah, she's, like, you know, she's established.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I never have a chance now.
Well, a lot of women like funny guys. You know? They really like funny guys.
He kind of seems like a dick, though. He kind of seems like an asshole. Like, well, he thinks he's so funny.
You dated...
Oh, well, I'm not going to date Pete Davidson,
No,
okay?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but I know you've dated...
Yeah, okay, well, yeah. I don't like a really nice guy, but I don't like someone who's, like, a dick.
Well, you don't know how... Some guys are like that outwardly, but when they have a girlfriend, they're not that way to girlfriends. Some guys are like that to be funny.
Well, I don't think it's that funny.
Oh, I don't think it's ever funny.
I mean, actually, I do think
it's ever funny when a guy is an asshole to a girl.
No, me either. I feel like Davidson is the type that might be an asshole to girls that aren't pretty enough for him. And I'm one of them. I'm not pretty enough for him.
All right. I'm not going
there. Well, I need to lose weight, so we need to stop buying so much food.
When do we ever have too much food?
Obviously, we have too much because I'm eating all of it. We need to stop buying oatmeal pies.
Dad buys the oatmeal pies for me.
I know, but if they're here, I'm eating them. So
because
we need to stop buying
a lot of times I just don't feel like eating. So I'll
I know,
just
but
eat a couple
Mom, if they're
pies.
Here, I'm going to eat all of them. You know how many I've eaten the past few days?
Are we talking about food
oatmeal
again?
Pies.
talking about oatmeal pies.
Linda noticed that all she eats, likes to talk about in this podcast is food.
I do eat, okay?
Well,
but I
say
really
that
need to
too,
go grocery shopping.
But I don't.
Like, really bad.
Yeah, you guys don't, though. You don't eat.
I know.
You'll eat out somewhere.
Like, I go out. Where do I go?
I mean, if Dad gets food from somewhere, you'll eat it.
Where have I been since April?
I don't mean go out, Mom. Obviously, nobody's gone out.
Well, you guys go out more than I do.
Where do we go out?
I haven't been anywhere
Sometimes
since
I go
April.
To Target.
I haven't been out of my yard.
Well, do you want to die?
Yeah.
What?
No, what? I didn't mean like that. I mean, I was like agreeing with you. Like, I was backing her statement up. Yeah, do you want to die?
No, I don't. But
she said, yeah.
But can you imagine, like, not being a yard since April?
Not a bad idea.
You know, you can go on the, like, yard sale sites.
Oh, I hate the yard sale sites.
Okay.
No, we're not going to meet anybody. No, we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, that's probably a good idea.
We're not going to go meet a crackhead.
I don't like Facebook Marketplace. I don't want to go meet anybody.
Yeah. Okay, Booker and his wife bought something for me, and guess what? A crackhead showed up to the house.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want anybody having anywhere close to my address.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to some stranger's house and go to their front porch.
I
don't want to get killed, okay?
Yeah, they're not doing the people coming to their house anymore after the crackhead incident.
Ew, yeah, gross. Why would you give somebody your address that you don't know?
Because they thought it would be normal,
They thought it was safe.
They thought a normal person would come.
You don't know who you're talking to on there.
And
Ew.
The crackhead wasn't a man, either.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a crackhead
come
lady.
In all different forms.
Well,
crackheads come in all shapes and sizes.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
No, I love a good crackhead.
I
do.
I just don't really want them to know
I'm
where
sensitive.
I live.
Well,
they
I'm
have
sensitive
a small
to what
child
they're going through,
well,
but,
so.
You know, I don't want a crackhead showing up at my door. When I have a baby.
I mean, if they would just
that too
give
much
you
to
the
ask?
Money and leave, that would
baby.
Be fine.
If they would just, might hang out with you, but...
Give no, the money, won't. Make the exchange for the merchandise,
no,
but that's not what happened.
What do you want,
It was
though?
A whole thing.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
It wasn't good.
What? Did what, she just refused to leave?
I don't... No, well,
she
didn't,
forgot
she
where
forgot
she was.
Why she was there,
oh,
and she forgot
what
she was doing, and... Then she didn't have enough money, and then she got into an argument with the person that gave her a ride about borrowing
oh, no.
money, and then the car was, like, in the middle of the street, and then the neighbors started noticing, and it was a whole thing.
Did that one weird lady with the dog come out?
I don't know.
Probably.
Probably. She's
Did
always
she try
out.
To get her to pet her dog?
I don't know.
Probably.
Man. But it was
oh,
not a good thing.
You have a dog.
And she wasn't,
yeah,
like, coherent.
Oh, no.
She literally forgot where she was and why she was there.
Yeet.
It wasn't good.
Well, that's not good.
And Booker didn't like it.
Well, at least maybe she won't remember the address.
I hope
that
not.
Driver probably will.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But then they argued and it was a bad situation.
Wow. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
For her. Why did she put her... What?
I don't know. It was... Well, that had never happened before.
She was trying to sell purses to the crackhead.
No, not her. I meant, like, why would the crackhead...
I don't know.
...do that?
Be on crack?
She just didn't know
any better. Crack, you know?
Well, because she was going to resell them for a lot more money.
She forgot that that was her mission, though.
She forgot her plan?
Like, well...
Sounds like me.
Crack is whack, dude.
Maybe it wasn't That's crack.
True. She was probably on a variety of things that she didn't know she was.
You know.
Yeah, maybe
we're
it was
just saying
else.
Crack. We don't really
crack
know.
Is a general term for all
but
of
crack
drugs.
Is, we're just going to use that.
Yeah. Crack is a term for all of the drugs except for weed.
Okay.
Crack is everything but weed.
Like, if you say somebody's a crackhead, you're not saying,
literally
they smoke crack.
I'm not saying literally they smoke crack.
Do,
I mean, they might do crack, they might do heroin, they might do
meth.
We don't know. But they're a crackhead, all right.
Because I never go anywhere, so I really don't know.
That candle smells superb. Can you smell it?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't because I have allergies and I can't smell anything.
Well, I bought it for your Mother's Day.
I could smell it then because I didn't, the allergies weren't that bad then.
All right, well.
But apparently I've lived this long and now I have ridiculous allergies.
Well,
so,
anyway, back to the murder.
Yeah, back to the murder stuff.
What murder stuff, man? I haven't murdered anybody, just so anybody knows.
No, what was your murder story from childhood? You had to have remembered. You grew up in the freaking 70s. That's like when all the killers were out.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you mean like...
Like, what's the first murder story you remember in, like, the news or on the radio or, like, your mom talking
about
it? There
were so many, man. I can't even remember.
Like, when was the first time you thought, like, fuck, I can get murdered?
Oh.
I know when mine was.
Jeez.
When you scared the living shit out of me that one time I wandered off the front porch. Dad said Leroy's whining.
No, what?
When did
do?
I do that? What year was that?
Remember that time when we lived in those townhouses and I wandered off and
couldn't find shit.
And you were, for good reason, you were scared shitless. Like
oh my goodness.
I didn't get it. And you told me a story about how little girls just disappear out of thin air because bad people take them.
Yeah.
And that's when I first learned that I could get murdered. I mean, I needed to know. I was like 4, but still. I needed to know not to walk off that front step.
Which house did we live in?
The last one before we moved out to the country. The one with the neighbor boy with the Nintendo. The old man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes.
Remember I had that little friend that used to wander the...
Amber?
I had two friends. Amber and...
Was her name Amber? Amber.
But Amber was the one that I was coloring on the front porch with.
Yes.
And then she just wandered off.
Do you know
so
how far you guys walked?
Nope. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
I just remember when I...
Oh, my God.
I was like, come on, we can go through the back door.
Yeah.
And then the back doors look the same.
They all... Because in the townhouses, they all... It's all the same.
It's like all the same fence.
It was awful. What do we do about Leroy?
We weren't tall enough to look over the
top. Where is Leroy? Is he in?
He's in the bedroom. Dad said he was whining. Maybe he'll just go out and sit with Dad.
Yeah.
All right. So do you like our podcast?
I don't like to be on it because I think I just ramble and sound like an idiot.
Mom, we always sound like an idiot. And honestly, I hate this podcast now.
Why?
I'll keep it real with you. I'm getting sick of this fucking podcast.
Why would you say that while you're recording?
Because we don't have anything to talk about unless we like really do the work, and I don't want to do the work.
Okay, well, that is not productive.
I don't want to do the work. I want people to listen, and I want to get ads, and I want to do the work without having to do any work.
Okay, then you're not gonna go very far in effing life.
Podcast
sweetheart.
Life, maybe. Oh, wait, don't
you
talk about it.
You don't ever want to do the work. You don't ever want to do the work.
No, I don't.
How far did I walk?
I don't know.
She said, do you want to know how far you walked?
Who did?
You just said
no,
that.
I didn't.
I said I got lost with Amber.
Oh, you walked. Oh, you. Oh, that scared the crap out of me. Because when Becky was little.
Yes, I know the story. She walked out the front when she was sleepwalking.
No.
She walked to 7-Eleven?
When she was 2.
She walked to 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I'll let her walk to 7-Eleven when she was 2.
No. No.
Okay.
When I don't
she walked out the front door. Just tell it.
No.
You already started.
We were having
she's
a cookout.
Fine. Okay, guys,
no,
she's
we
alive.
We were having
she's
a cookout.
Alive and well. It all worked out.
Your dad was just cooking on the grill with one of his best friends. Just him and him. That's it.
I was in the house preparing the food.
Okay.
And he was lighting the grill. Okay. And you know how you have to light it and wait for it to cool yes. down and all that good stuff. Okay. So your sister, Becky, was out there beside them, you know, and she was like two, a little over two, but she was tall and, you know, she was smart. So they were just, she wasn't like a little, you know.
Tall and smart.
She wasn't just like a baby.
She never acted like a baby.
No, she was an adult like when she was adult. Born.
And anyway, she was still two.
So they were watching her, and I come out with like this, you know, tray or whatever that had the hamburgers or whatever on it. And I'm like, where's Becky? And he's like, she was right here. I'm like, well, where is she? And okay. they're like, she was right here playing. And he's like, she's right over there. I'm like, I don't see her. Where
okay,
the
okay, so where was she?
F is she? And he's like, well, she was just right here.
Mom, where is she?
Where oh, did she? How'd she get out?
She was right with them.
We know she was right there.
Then we lived in a townhouse situation.
Did she just walk at the gate?
No, there wasn't a gate.
Oh.
Okay, so, you know, we had a fenced backyard.
So she just walked out of the yard.
And so they were, you know, talking or whatever, and I guess they didn't notice. Well, there was a group of kids playing. Like, we lived on the in unit. So on the in unit, you know, there's like the big grass area where a bunch of kids would come and play.
Okay.
And so she was playing with these kids, and I guess he didn't notice that these kids just, you know, like went off on this sidewalk where they lived, and she followed them.
So where'd she go?
Well, we couldn't find her.
Lori's still whining.
They couldn't find her. So it was awful. It was awful. We went everywhere, all three of us, and asking everybody that we saw, did you see this little girl and what she, I knew exactly what she had on. This is what she had on, blah, 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 blah. Gave a description to everybody we met, everybody we saw.
How many people were out on the street?
Yeah, it was a nice evening. And I mean, people back then, you know, everybody was out in their yards and everything. And back then, it wasn't like it is now where nobody talks to each other. And so everybody's like, no, but if I see her, and we were like telling them exactly where we lived, and you know.
Why didn't anybody call the cops?
And.
Yeah, why didn't you call the police?
I don't know. But at that point, we just wanted to find her right then because she was just there like 1 second ago.
Okay.
So and where she followed did she these go? Kids.
Dad said Leroy has to pee.
Oh my god.
So. Maybe we. Can we get dude in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Duke's where. Like she it. Ended up at 7-Eleven?
So anyway, I had seen part. This guy that literally, I'm not kidding, looked like Jesus Christ.
Oh, I remember this a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, and he was tall and he had like, you know, old raggedy jeans on. I don't even think he had a shirt on. And it was barefoot. And.
How old was he?
Maybe it was Jesus.
He was older than me. I mean, you know, he looked like he was like in maybe in his late 20s or so. It was hard to tell. He had like long brown hair parted in the middle. He had a beard, a mustache, and you know, he basically looked homeless. And I just said, look, dude, I was crying, of course, you know, and I'm just like, my little girl and blah, blah, blah. And I told him what she had on, told him what she looked like, everything. So in the place where we lived, there was at the very top of the townhouse division, there was a 7-Eleven near the main road.
Yeah.
And so I'm not hysterical because I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm crying. And so he just kept on walking. He said, if I see her, you know, and of course I told him where we lived. So your dad and his friend were all the way up at the, you know, 7-Eleven. And I'm, you know, we didn't have cell phones back then. Yeah. I don't even know if we had a house phone.
What?
I mean, we were very young.
Yeah.
I don't even think we did have a house phone.
Okay.
So.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, I'm ready to, like.
Is that okay? What is this?
Oh, okay. I'm ready to, like, die.
Mom doesn't have a house phone.
Oh. So. Sorry, dad had come back. And I'm just like, at this point, I'm running to use the, that's right, I was going to use the phone at 7-Eleven. So
wow,
I'm like
you had
running.
To go to 7-Eleven to use the phone? That sucks.
Yeah. So I'm running towards the 7-Eleven to call the police. And here comes Dad and his friend.
Did the Jesus boy give him to her?
Yep. The guy that looked like at seven, she was at the 7-Eleven. She had walked that far.
Dad didn't find her yet?
No, because Dad was walking towards the 7-Eleven, and here comes the dude carrying. She went to him.
Wow.
And he's carrying her.
Wow.
And I mean, I thought to myself, wow, this is the guy that most people would look at and say, oh, don't talk to that dude. He's probably going to take your kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just thought, my God, you know what? I will never, ever, ever. And I didn't judge him anyway when I met him.
No, you say he looks like Jesus.
I know. I mean, I didn't even think that till later.
But Jesus was kind of homeless.
But yeah, I just
Jesus
thought.
Was homeless.
And I didn't judge him when I met him. I just thought, I didn't care who I saw. I stopped everybody I saw. And Dad met him. Dad saw him. And he had Priscilla carrying her. And she went to him.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. And, yeah, and he's like, yeah, man, I found your little girl. And
oh, my gosh.
I was just like,
Did Dad give him money?
He probably did. I don't know. I don't think he probably didn't have any to give him, but I don't know. And I just cried so hard when I got her, man. And you know how most women will say, oh, I was so happy to see them, but I was so pissed off that they did this that I yelled at
them.
I didn't freaking do that. I just... Oh my God, I just like held her and told her how much we loved her and told her, I just didn't let that kid out of my sight. It was so terrifying. And if y'all want to know why I'm overprotective when y'all were young, that's freaking why.
Well, I get it on you too. You just left us on the front porch.
I think I went in the house to get
you
something.
Always told me though, to be fair. You always told me, don't you dare. You told me not even to take a step off the front porch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there was like two or three steps.
Yeah.
You would always say that. Don't you
and
dare
I
even
think,
think
I was
about taking a step
in the
off
kitchen
that porch.
At the sink.
And that girl Amber was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And I was like,
and
okay.
I think I was just.
That was when my wandering first started.
And what did I do when.
I used to lie all the
lost
time.
Your shit. Lost my shit on
How
you.
Far away was I, though? I didn't.
You weren't. That far, but I couldn't see you.
Mom, I used to walk the streets all the time with my friends.
What?
With that girl, Megan Key, me and her used to go walk on the road.
Wow.
To all the way to Emmon Pierce from her house.
What? To Emmon Pierce? Where did I think you were?
And she lived right next to Anne Marie.
Oh my gosh.
At Megan's house.
That's a long walk. Why? I know I
that
always
is very
said,
dangerous.
Don't you, if you're
That's
in
like
her house.
That's the main road.
That's why I wouldn't let you go to anybody's house, because I didn't trust their parents.
Well,
because I know nobody's parent was going
to
be like
and
me.
We lived in the house
that's
the pool,
why we never wanted
I
to come
to
my house because you
time.
Were too strict right because I wouldn't let y'all go anywhere
you couldn't get away with anything
that's right you couldn't get away with anything
nope hey
but you
hey.
Still but you still did get away with shit I found out years later
yeah I did but I was pretty shocked besides like reading about murder in National Enquirer magazines, I was pretty sheltered up through like high school, really.
Well, when I found out what other kids were doing, I was like, yeah,
you did good, Mom. I was not a bad kid by any means.
I mean,
I got a little wild as I got
do
older,
you remember
but
that time that
I was never bad.
Your friend,
yes,
wanted to let y'all drink on New Year's Eve. And y'all
yes,
were like 15,
I was so pissed
and
at you.
I was like, nope.
That is so boring, Mom. Okay, so I was so pissed at you. I was in like 10th grade.
Well, I don't care.
I get
you
what
you
were
kids,
saying now, but anyway, one of my friends
drink with you.
They had like a small girls party or whatever. There was only like five or six girls there. The mom actually called you, I think,
mm-hmm.
and was like, I'm going to be here the whole time, and it's just them, and da-da-da-da, and I'm supervising them, and you, I was so embarrassed because you reamed her out.
Yeah.
You were like,
oh,
no,
I didn't think I was
my
reaming
kid,
her
my
out.
Girl is not going
I didn't
over there.
Think
Hey guys, part of our conversation got cut off. I don't know when it got cut off. It couldn't have been that long ago because I had just checked and it was recording still, so It might have ended abruptly. I don't really care because...
Because mom talks too much.
Because I'm over it anyway, so... I don't really care if it ended too... I just mean I'm over, like, recording right now. Like, I'm over it, so I don't really care if it stopped recording. But this is the ending now, so we're going to end this. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with our mom a little bit. Hope you fell asleep or whatever. Hope you got some fucking work done. Yeah, so good night. Love you. Be careful. This is Linda signing off. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Just give us a goddamn rate. Okay, motherfucker? Just rate us real quick. It takes 2 minutes. Just rate us, and it helps us a lot. And if you rate us and send me proof, I'll Venmo you some cash.
What?
I will, because that's how bad I want ratings.
Nat.
I won't say how much cash, but it depends on how good of a rate and review that you give.
Nat.
I might subscribe. Hey, I mean, I might. Cash, you might subscribe. All right, whatever. Get out of here. Bye.